Kyle Unlin was the Spokane Regional Health District's Director of Health Promotion until his job was eliminated by the district last February. Before he was dismissed, he applied to become the district's next administrator, but the Board of Health, made up of local elected officials and community members, passed him over to hire current administrator Amelia Clark. Unlin sued the district, alleging he was discriminated and retaliated against for being a white man. According to the lawsuit, he was first discriminated against when the Board of Health hired Amelia Clark, a woman he contends is less qualified than him. Unlin, who had worked at the district for 10 years, was not chosen as one of the top four to be interviewed for Clark's job. The district instead interviewed Clark, two other women, and a Hispanic man. His second complaint is that Clark, who holds the job he applied for, retaliated against him when he brought his concerns to the Human Resources Department. Unlin complained to a Human Resources employee that he feared he was passed over for the job because of his race and gender. A few days later, according to the lawsuit, he received an email that Clark was speeding up the timeline on reorganizing the health district's employees. His job was going to be eliminated. Unlin sued the health district last July, but a situation gained attention in November when the health district publicly fired its health officer, Bob Lutz. Lutz and Clark were known to have clashed with each other. Tuesday, almost a year after Unlin was dismissed by Clark, the health board voted for a settlement agreement. Unlin will receive $308,000. He also must drop his lawsuit and is forbidden from disparaging the health district or Clark. Both Unlin and the health district agreed to keep the settlement confidential. I obtained a copy through a public records request. When reached by phone Tuesday, Unlin's lawyer said he could not comment, citing the settlement agreement. Mary Cuny, the chair of the Board of Health and a Spokane County commissioner, said she was not authorized to discuss the situation, saying it had been resolved to both parties' satisfaction. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.